The United States has now seen a full week of protests over police treatment of black Americans. The death of George Floyd in Minneapolis has triggered curfews, chaos on many streets, and thousands of arrests. Amid all this, a new storm swirled today around President Trump. Amna Nawaz begins our coverage.
Black lives matter! Black lives matter!
In Washington, D.C. today, demonstrations in the shadow of a shrine.
I'm here to lend my voice to this moment to affirm that Black Lives Matter, that George Floyd's life mattered, and that the countless black women and men who's lost their life to police brutality and racism and violence lives matter.
Following a brief visit this morning from President Trump, outside the National Basilica, police on one side of the line, protesters on the other.
Today I'm out here with some friends who don't necessarily look like me, but we attend the same church. And largely, I feel that they've been silent. And I want to stand with them and help them to use their voice at this time to show our community that they really care.
The relative calm in stark contrast to just 24 hours ago and an extraordinary scene in the nation's capital.
I can't breathe!
When police officers and National Guard units marched towards peaceful protesters, deploying gas and physical force to clear a path for President Trump to make this walk from the White House to St. John's Episcopal Church for this photo opportunity.
No justice, no peace.
All this unfolded as protests in Washington, D.C. continued into the night, calling for an end to police violence against black Americans. Groups out past the citywide 7 p.m. curfew were met with a heavy police presence, including smoke canisters, rubber bullets, and military helicopters hovering low. A show of force to disperse the crowds. On one D.C. block, police officers boxed in a group of protesters. Homeowner Raul Dubé, who described hearing bangs and his eyes burning from the smoke on his block, opened his doors to those demonstrators.
You're the ones that are keeping us in this house. Are you leaning up on my, why are you touching my door? I can hear you just fine this way. No, I can.
On CNN this morning, Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser responded to the use of force in her city.
We don't think that the active duty military should be used on American streets against Americans.
Across the country overnight, the mostly peaceful demonstrations were marred by pockets of looting and violence. In Las Vegas, a police officer is on life support after what the sheriff described as two protest-related shootings. Four other officers were shot in St. Louis, but are expected to recover. In New York City, after a massive peaceful march in the afternoon, hundreds were arrested after businesses were looted last night, and three officers injured after being hit by a car. And in Richmond, Virginia last night, officers tear gassed demonstrators before the city's curfew had gone into effect. Mayor LeVar Stoney today faced a wave of frustration and fear, like from this little girl who said she was afraid of being tear gassed.
And the system hasn't worked for us. Hasn't worked for anyone who looks black or brown. And we asked you to go into our streets and do that yesterday. And people were tear gassed. That was wrong. I will march with you. I will stand with you. I will be with you.
1 week after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody, local leaders across the nation are grappling with how to meet their community's concerns and calls for reform and how to manage their response so demonstrations remain peaceful. Today, even federal officials are divided. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas today echoed President Trump's calls for greater use of force and his threat to send in the active duty military, saying in a statement that, quote, violent anarchists and insurrectionists were once again allowed to rule the streets last night in too many cities. The only way to end this insurrection is the overwhelming display of force. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, however, called this moment a, quote, wake-up call to the fact that black men are disproportionately killed by police in the U.S.
And we need to get a grip on it in terms of order in the streets, but the overwhelming issue for us is after you stop the rioting, which we will, what are you going to do about the problem that led to the protest?
And Democratic Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey condemned the president's actions in no uncertain terms.
What this president did was to make a mockery of our civil rights. I say ours. I was not there in that park, but every one of us should wish we were there. And I'm telling you right now, if Donald Trump wants to gas someone next time, start right here.
We're not allow any president to quiet our voice.
In an address from Philadelphia, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, former Vice President Joe Biden, decried President Trump's rhetoric for ramped up force.
The right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition their government for redress of grievances. That's kind of an essential notion built into this country. Mr. President, that's America. That's America. No horses rising up on their hind legs to push back peaceful protest. Not using the American military to move against the American people.
And those protests continue today, from Bethesda, Maryland, to Hollywood, California, and back to where they began, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where once again, a community gathered to remember George Floyd. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Amna Nawaz.
This evening, former President George W. Bush issued a statement saying it is time to listen to one another and noting that racism that claims the lives, in particular, of young black men needs to be addressed. He writes, quote, "We can only see the reality of America's need by seeing it through the eyes of the threatened, oppressed, and disenfranchised. That is exactly where we now stand. Many doubt the justice of our country, and with good reason." Former President Bush went on to say any solution requires consistent, courageous, and creative efforts.